First News. It's fair. It's accurate. You get the damn truth. Residents said that Israeli forces dropped leaflets warning Palestinians to flee Gaza, signals an expansion of their offensive in the area. Terrorists don't do that. Terrorists build their headquarters under hospitals and shoot and maim and torture innocent young people, babies, whatever they can do to impose their fear on society. The forces are working to get the area cleared out of Hamas. Went into the hospital yesterday knowing that the Hamas militant group was there. Now they'll focus on southern Gaza as they continue to try to stamp out Hamas. For years, the Houthi rebels controlling northern Yemen have chanted slogans of their mass rallies about the total destruction of Israel and America, for that fact. They never acted on it until the war began on October 7th. Since then, Iran-backed Shiite Muslim forces have launched drone attacks and missile attacks towards southern Israel, causing no damage yet. Most have been intercepted by Israeli air defenses on their journey. The Houthis said the barrage is in retaliation for their bombardment and attack on Hamas. But folks, backed by Iran, and this administration has yet to act on Iran and the money behind them. Joe Biden met with Xi for hours on Wednesday in the encounter between our two nations, intended to recalibrate the tensions between our two that have deteriorated since Joe Biden was elected. The leaders reached an agreement now to restart communications between the militaries. The White House also said China will curb the flow of illicit fentanyl that has become the deadly ingredient for the drugs here in the United States, killing over 100,000 of our youth. The meeting took place in San Francisco on the sideline of the summit of Asian leaders there. They haven't resolved any of the vital geopolitical issues, though, that divide us. They put a floor, though, under a year-long spat about antagonisms between our rivalry. And the U.S. support for Taiwan and human rights was also brought up at the meeting, but Xi and his counterparts pretty much ignored that. Biden said planet Earth is big enough for the two countries to succeed, and he said the talks were constructive. Police clashed with little violent Democrats yesterday at the Democratic National Committee headquarters as they went storming in, or tried to storm in. They want a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. Their anti-Israel attitudes almost got them into the Democratic National Committee headquarters. A threat to our democracy. An insurrection, Liz Cheney. Trying to take over the Democrats inside, but police were there to stop it. 150 people were arrested. Capitol Police said six policemen were treated for minor injuries, and that insurrection by the little Democrats yesterday in Washington. Congress ended the threat of a government shutdown now till after the holidays, when we will once again have a threat of, guess what, another government shutdown. The Senate gave final approval to the funding package, which will keep funding the government at its current level. Joe Biden will sign it. The Senate worked into the night to pass it. Funding would expire Saturday. Spending package keeps it at current levels for two more months, and then in 2 months, we'll revisit it again. There was a fire at a big coal company building in China. Killed 26 people. They evacuated 70. 63 had to be taken to the hospital. The Yungay Coal Company is a major coal-producing region of China. The fire was under control. Rescue work continuing. Today, fire appeared to have started in a shower area of the building where there are offices and dormitories. What's the FCC up to? Federal Communications Commission is now implementing new rules that bans internet providers from discrimination in how they provide service to communities based on your income level, race, or other classes. The new rule, major use of anti-discrimination in the digital era. The independent agency adopted the rules as a result of an infrastructure law from Joe Biden to ensure that all Americans have equal access to broadband service here in the country. People are fogging out of New York, California, Oregon, Washington, moving to other states in record numbers. Here's another reason why to get the hell out of New York. New York is suing Pepsi. They're holding that soda company and snack food giant responsible for the litter that ends up in bodies of water around New York. They're holding the company responsible for the litter. There was a lawsuit filed in Supreme Court by their nut job Attorney General Letitia James. She's accusing the company and Frito-Lay of creating this public nuisance by making large number of products that have plastic bottles, wrappers, and anything else that inevitably fall or blow into things like the Buffalo River or the ocean or anything else. So they're suing Pepsi for the irresponsible people that buy these products and then don't properly dispose them. Wall Street added a bit to its big rally from the day before. S&P 500 up 0.2% Wednesday. The Dow was up 163. NASDAQ fell a little bit. Target, though, their stock soared. They reported much stronger profit than what they expected. And it's giving them some hope for the holiday season as we approach Black Friday. General Motors workers, 46,000 of them, expected to wrap up their voting on a tentative contract agreement. They think it's going to be close, heading into the final day of voting today. Those favoring the agreement outnumbered the workers who don't like it by 2,500 votes. At the assembly plant in Michigan, 61% have cast ballots against the contract, though. They don't like it, so we'll see. Workers at more than 200 Starbucks stores plan to walk off the job today. Organizers said it's the largest strike yet. They're trying to unionize. Screw you. Workers' union, they call it Red Cup Day. They're going to stage a walkout. Starbucks expect to give away thousands of reusable cups today to their customers who order holiday drinks. They expect, Starbucks said, 5,000 workers to take part in what they call their Red Cup Rebellion. 30 stores also stage walkouts on Wednesday. If you don't like the wage and the benefits that Starbucks offers, then get your ass out.
You shouldn't have taken the job.
And go work somewhere else.
Right.
Go find another coffee shop to work at then. You know, they help their workers with college tuitions mm-hmm. and stuff, too. And they're going to hold a gun to their head. Emirates, the airline, said they're going to buy 15 additional Airbus A350-900s. That's $6 billion. The order is far smaller than the initial one that they had expected. But their sister carrier, Fly Dubai, purchased $63 billion worth of aircraft from Boeing earlier in the week. Tim Clark signaled the carrier would hold off on any more purchases of Airbus 350s. Out of concerns about the Rolls-Royce engines, they dispute the comments, said their engines are safe. Share prices in Europe are mixed today. They're kind of keeping an eye on that meeting between Joe Biden and Xi. Hong Kong, Nikkei, all that kind of jumping back and forth between positive territory and negative territory. Catholic leaders calling for peace in a war-torn world amid strife within their own clerical ranks as U.S. bishops gathered in Baltimore for their fall meeting. The meeting came soon after two actions by the Pope that illustrates the divisive challenges facing the church, removing one of the harshest conservative critics from his role as Bishop of Tyler, Texas, released a document conveying a more welcoming stance now to transgenders in the Catholic Church as Pope Francis is changing a lot of the positions of Catholicism. Work's back to normal down at the Stillwater Mine after that accident on Monday. Worker died Monday. Operating a machine that bolts wire panels into the walls surrounding the tunnel. His dad actually found him there. Now, officials said that all the shift workers are going to be instructed about the risks of different rotating equipment as they try to get back on their feet again. Oh, and one of the big pieces of news coming out of the meeting between Xi and Joe, he is signaling that China will send some new pandas to the United States. He calls the animals envoys of friendship. I'm guessing one of them will probably wander into the American Prairie Reserve.
Stop it.
Just like that grizzly bear did. You know, it could happen.
Completely random.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, they were grassland natives for a long time. My ass. They're ready to continue cooperation with the U.S. on panda conservation. And didn't give details on when or where. There are only four pandas left in the United States. They are currently in the Atlanta Zoo. But you never know. One could show up on the American Prairie Reserve. Mm-hmm. They've been known to have sightings of animals that... you thought I was being funny when I said a giraffe may end up there?
Hey.
You never know.
In sports, if you've got ESPN, you have seen the replay of Draymond Green of the Warriors coming up and choking Rudy Gobert from behind when a fight was breaking out. So he is going to get 5 games off without pay. He is the current active leader for the player that's been ejected the most times from games.
It's Draymond?
17.
Yeah, he's got a temper.
Yeah, and then a couple other guys, Klay Thompson and Jaden McDaniels, who started the dust-up, both ejected, both fined $25,000 for their role in the... in the little skirmish down there.
Hmm.
No, it's not the one I need this. Hold on.
Can't we all get along?
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. Well, folks, we got about a 50% chance of some showers today. Little front's going to move through, and upper elevations today could possibly see some snow out of that. We mentioned 50% today, and then it tapers off quickly. Could see some sunshine, actually, by afternoon. Then tomorrow on Assembly Day for Flakesgiving, sunny, 59. Saturday, you won't get cold out there. Sunny and 58 on Saturday. So,
good.
Great news for us. That's the good news.
What's the bad news?
We're not there yet.
No, we're not.
We're only about a third of the way, so we need your help today at 248-5665. Anyway, that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. We'll get there. It seems like we always do. Thanks for helping out, and thanks for tuning into the cat.
Tom and Carla Moore are going to send us $200. Wanted to hear some Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah. She finished third in the trip giveaway. Folks, you would never think you'd hear a word like that out of a sweet lady like Carla.
She seems so nice.
Oh.